Welcome to day 127 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we begin today looking at the Seventh Commandment. The Shorter Catechism question 70 asks, which is the Seventh Commandment? And answers, the Seventh Commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery, Exodus 20:14. And as you recall, each of the commandments are divided up by the Catechism into the duties required and the sins forbidden. So question 71 of the Shorter Catechism asks, what is required in the Seventh Commandment? And answers, the Seventh Commandment requireth the preservation of our own and our neighbor's chastity in heart, speech, and behavior. The proof text, first from 1 Corinthians 7, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And finally, 1 Peter 3:2, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Question 138 of the Larger Catechism. What are the duties required in the Seventh Commandment? Answer, the duties required in the Seventh Commandment are chastity in body, mind, affections, words, and behavior, and the preservation of it in ourselves and others, watchfulness over the eyes and all the senses, temperance, keeping of chaste company, modesty in apparel, marriage by those that have not the gift of continency, conjugal love and cohabitation, diligent labor in our callings, shunning all occasions of uncleanness, and resisting temptations thereunto. So let's break that down phrase by phrase. The answer begins, the duties required in the Seventh Commandment are chastity in body, mind, affections. And the proof texts, 1 Thessalonians 4:4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Job 31:1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? And 1 Corinthians 7:34, which we read above, there is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Next, the duties required in the seventh commandment are chastity in words. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Next, the duties required in the Seventh Commandment are chastity in behavior. 1 Peter 3:2, while they behold your chaste conversation or behavior coupled with fear. And the preservation of chastity in ourselves and others. 1 Corinthians 7:2, which we read up above in the Shorter Catechism, and also, well, it says, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. And then jumping down to verse 35 in 1 Corinthians 7, and this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man think he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. The Seventh Commandment requires watchfulness over the eyes and all the senses. Job 31:1, I made a covenant with my eyes, why then should I think upon a maid? The Seventh Commandment requires temperance. Acts 24:24, and after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul, and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. So it's interesting that as Paul spoke before the governor Felix, he talked about the seventh commandment. The seventh commandment also requires the keeping of chaste company. Proverbs 2:16-20, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. The seventh commandment requires modesty in apparel. 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. The seventh commandment requires marriage by those that have not the gift of continency. 1 Corinthians 7:2 again, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. The seventh commandment requires conjugal love. Proverbs 5:19. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? The seventh commandment requires cohabitation. 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. The seventh commandment requires diligence, a diligent labor in our callings. Proverbs 31:11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her husband arise up, and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. And finally, the seventh commandment requires shunning all occasions of uncleanness, and resisting temptations thereunto. Proverbs 5:8. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Then the Joseph and Pharaoh's wife account in Genesis 39, starting in verse 8, he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. Question 72. We have a couple of minutes left in this day's readings, so we might as well move into that which is forbidden in the seventh commandment. We'll look at the shorter catechism, and then tomorrow we'll jump into the larger catechism. The shorter catechism, question 72, asks, what is forbidden in the seventh commandment? The seventh commandment, it answers, forbiddeth all unchaste thoughts, words, and actions. Matthew 15:19, the first proof text, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Matthew 5:28, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And finally, Ephesians 5:3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Tomorrow we'll look at question 139 of the larger catechism, what are the sins forbidden in the seventh commandment?